Well, we've been discussing and dissecting the year in Australian politics. We've got, 17 minutes left on RN Breakfast for 2016. Let's look at, the highlights of the year in pop culture, internet culture, the things that made us sort of chat, respond to things, like things, you know, all that kind of activity. We obviously lost a lot of icons this year, Carrie Fisher, her mother Debbie Reynolds just this week. Well, Dan Illick is an Australian comedian based in Los Angeles. He joins me in the studio. He's home for Christmas.
I tell you what, Hamish, I tweeted yesterday that I don't think Australia's a real country. I think Australia is Elysium. That's my impact. Oh, it's great to be home.
Is that how it feels coming back from America?
We just don't have real country problems. Oh, let's change 18C.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
You've actually been back in Australia doing some work as well. You were talking about the best moments of internet culture in 2016 at the Opera House. That was part of Binge Fest. But I want to start by asking you about your hitchhiking tour from Hobart to Cape York. You did that to sort of meet people that were planning to vote in the federal election. It was the federal election from outside in. You weren't in front of a green screen at Parliament House.
That's right.
Covering it. You were actually talking to
real people.
Yeah.
And I think this is part of the thing, you know. A lot of media gets, bullied into, saying that they're covering the election, but in the process they kind of forget the real issues and real people. So I decided to go all the way from Hobart to Airlie Beach, thumbing a ride, and then talking to people along that journey.
Were you genuinely thumbing a ride?
Absolutely, yeah. Right. Yeah, totally. There was probably, there was one ride. I think I stayed at my brother's house in Canberra. He dropped me off at the highway the next morning. That was cheating. But everybody else, I was on the side of the road with a big sign saying north, and people picked me up. And the most interesting thing was, to me, is just how disengaged a lot of the middle of the country is and how engaged a lot of new Australians are. I thought this was super interesting. I met new Australians of all races, and the number one thing that they had in common was that they were deeply passionate about democracy, because they often come from places that don't have a system that, dare I say, this might come to a shock to many listeners, that is as rigorous and as sturdy as our democracy. And they really feel that their vote here counts, and so they were really excited to vote.
I think one of the really interesting conversations you had in the car was with One Nation's Hinkler candidate, Damien Huxham. We've got some audio from it.
So, Damien, this is a tricky question for you in terms of positioning for your party. I had four Pauline Hanson supporters pick me up in a row. You know, while I was interviewing, the phrase, "I'm not racist, but," came up, followed by something that sounded vaguely racist. Is that a problem for you and the party heading into this election?
I don't believe so. I definitely am not racist. I believe we're all one mob and we all have to work together. I do get a lot of trolls on my Facebook page, but that's life. Obviously I'm doing something right. I just believe it's time to put Australians first, and she's the closest one that represents what I'm feeling. There are a lot of other minor parties out there that are quite good and I'm quite interested in, but I'm not doing this for a career. I'm doing this. This is it for me. I won't be jumping parties. I won't be going anywhere else. Once it's done, it's done.
Getting a lift from One Nation's Hinkler candidate, Damien Huxham. Did you learn something about the sort of much maligned, at least in the national media, One Nation support base?
I think what I learned, particularly going through Queensland, is just how much this disaffection with the major parties has meant that One Nation has managed to get a foothold in our democracy in a major way. And what's interesting is that I did meet a lot of people who were passionate about ideas that the major parties hold, yet they still think those parties can't do anything for them. And so they are interested in One Nation because they offer something different.
And is it because the major party politicians just kind of spam them with talking points, and people like One Nation's Pauline Hanson speak pretty directly?
It's really interesting. I feel like a lot of the people were quite disaffected, particularly with the constant changing of leader. Many of these people, you know, in their minds, when they're going to the polls, they're voting for prime minister. Even though that's not what the system is, in their minds, they're quite angry with the idea that their leader keeps changing, the ones that they keep voting for. So often, I think many of those people I speak to who aren't quite up on politics as much as your regular RN listener is, what they see is their promises being broken in a major way because of that. And to them, politics, well, why worry about politics? Just bugger it. You know, they're going to make their own decisions anyway. So I feel like that's probably the major sticking point for a lot of regular voters.
From being in America and covering the election there, one of the things I learned was that while the depiction of the Trump voter was the sort of white, racist redneck, you actually met a lot of very educated, very articulate, but very dissatisfied voters that were going to support him. I suppose the depiction of the One Nation supporter in Australia is often quite similar. It's pretty one-dimensional. Did you find something more dynamic in the people you met?
That's a good question. Certainly meeting Damien was interesting because Damien Huxham is an interesting character in that he's dedicated to his local area and he's really passionate about local issues in a way that normal people don't really talk about politics. Politics is kind of this big Australia-wide idea. So I certainly feel like, particularly Hanson supporters are really engaged with Pauline's Facebook page in particular. And a lot of the talking points that Pauline kind of talks about through her social media channels, I hear echoed back. The first ride I had was a truck driver in Tasmania, and he was really angry with the federal court system and the family court system. He really wanted to see reforms. And this is not an issue that the major parties are talking about, but this is an issue that Pauline Hanson is talking about. So Pauline is operating in a world outside of the tit for tat of the two major parties and really addressing some of those issues that are important to voters that are being missed by the major parties.
Got it. Let's move to pop culture. Can't talk all about politics. What a year 2016 has been in terms of losses we've had. Let's take a little listen to this.
Now I've heard there was a secret David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
Hold your breath. Make a wish.
The downside is the hair. The downside is the hair and some of the outfits. But I like Princess Leia. I like how she handles things. I like how she treats people. She tells the truth. She, you know, gets what she wants done.
Good to see the Purple Rain on the Sydney Harbour Bridge on New Year's Eve, as we're being promised.
Are they doing that?
Apparently.
Fantastic.
Apparently, I think there's a tribute to Bowie, Prince, and Gene Wilder maybe. But, I mean, you just could never predict that a year would bring about the loss of so many cultural icons.
My personal sadness goes out to Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman was one of my favourite actors of all time. And he has this one line in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, where he says, "I'm going to cut your heart out with a spoon." And the other guy says, "Why a spoon, cousin? Why not an axe?" "Because it's duller, you twit. It'll hurt more." And of course, it was Christmas season recently and everyone's talking about Hans Gruber. And, you know, we miss Alan Rickman too.
Looking at viral content in 2016, what was the most sort of success? What was the biggest viral clip on the internet of the year?
Without a doubt, the biggest memes, probably I would put these on par with each other: the death of Harambe, the gorilla in Minnesota, and in Cincinnati, and the Chewbacca mum.
Chewbacca
mum was this. Her name is Candace Payne, and what she likes to do, she likes to go to the shops and buy things, then start a Facebook feed for her friends just to show them what she's bought. She bought a Chewbacca mask, a toy, and put it on and started giggling and cackling, and people found that so delightful, probably as a way to distract them from their own realities of their world. And it went viral. It had like 600 million views on Facebook. And as a result, she became this megastar for about 3 months, where she had this crazy summer doing all these amazing things. She sung at the Houston baseball, and Mattel made her own figurine, made her a Chewbacca mum figurine. She did carpool karaoke with James Corden. Not only him, but J.J. Abrams, the director of Star Wars, was in the car as well.
Oh, I did see that.
And she did receive up to $420,000 worth of gifts. She received 2 scholarships to her kids to a university, and she also received many thousands of dollars in appearance fees. So she had a really good year. As a result, she got a tattoo at the end of summer saying, to celebrate this year, I'm just going to get this tattoo on my leg. Even it's a picture of herself in a Chewbacca outfit.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
You're heading back to America. I know it's going to be a very big year.
Mm.
I don't know what sort of jokes there are left to tell, but wish you all the best.
Thank you. It's good to be with you. I to be honest, I don't know what jokes I can tell given the state of Donald Trump. He's so much funnier than me.
Dan Illick is an Australian comedian based in Los Angeles.